Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Visual Wow, the podcast for people passionate about live events. We're obsessed with creating and capturing those wow moments. This is the place the top pros come to share their secrets. Now, here's your host, Jack Hartzman.
Welcome back, Visual Community. It's Jack Hartzman, your host, and I am very happy to have Anna Tu online with us today from North Shore Photography, Chicago, Illinois. Anna, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Anna, you have a really neat operation that our mutual good friend Mark Zucker has told me about in Chicago. Deep in the photography world, weddings, bar mitzvahs, corporate stuff. Tell me a little bit about the size of your operation, how many photographers you have on board. And before we start talking about craziness from COVID, what's normal look like for North Shore Photography?
So normal for North Shore Photography, so we've been in business about 20 years. I've been full-time for 13 years doing it. And we usually do about 130 to 160 events a year. A lot of bar and bat mitzvahs, weddings, mainly mitzvahs, corporate events, and any other events. And we do a lot of portraits because I have a studio, kids. That's it.
So how have you handled the pivot with the downturn in business post-COVID as it pertains to keeping your people on board, doing work for yourself versus stuff that maybe some of your customers were calling for other photographers? How are you balancing that? Trying to, you know, let's just talk respectfully, keeping the lights on, keeping the door open. You've got a big operation just like we do. How are you finding the balance in that?
Well, it hasn't been easy. It's been the most stressful part of my career this year. It's been terrible. But we moved studios, so we're in the same area, but we actually went half in size, half in rent. That was a big thing for me. I actually like the new space now, but it was upsetting to have to do that because I'd worked so hard. And had to lay off some of my office staff. So I have one girl that comes in one day a week, but she pulls in a lot more days at home, which is great. And so I've been pretty much doing everything by myself. We have been extremely busy with shooting still. So there was obviously the shutdown. And then towards the end of July, beginning of August, people started, you know, coming back out and realizing that they still needed a photographer. And now's the time because their family's at home and they want to, you know, get together for family portraits. So we've been doing a lot of that. And then all of the bar and bat mitzvahs, they rescheduled. So I had about 93 events that had to reschedule, and which was